going to quickly go through some other things that affect us in our environment. They're significant to mention, but I won't be spending a long time on each one because you can investigate the ones that are of interest to you on your own. This way we can move forward quickly and get to the detailed advanced learning of clearing energies with our dowsing system. Numbers. Each number carries an energy frequency and vibration. Sometimes I use numbers to clear energy. They have a meaning. They have a significance. They can be written or they can be the sound of your voice. When I use them for clearing energy, I often use the sound of my voice because thought and then word. And then you can combine it with the action of just holding your dowsing instrument at the same time. Sometimes I'm guided to use the numbers in a way that takes apart something that was built or constructed in the unseen world and then rebuilds it in a strong, healthy way. I guess it's like kids with the Erector set, how they take them apart and put them together. Some of the numbers I frequently use are 3, 7, 11, and 12. Those seem to be the ones that come into my mind. You can douse and also use your intuition to determine which ones you'll need. The way I would use it would be to ask, what number do we use to clear out or take apart or get back to ground zero on the things that have been built that are not built well, and then rebuild, counting upward, to rebuild it. Let's use an example. Suppose I were guided that to make a certain correction in energy, the numbers I was using would be 3 down to 0 and then 1 to 12. So what it would look like is this. I would say slowly while holding my dowsing instrument, 3, 2, 1, 0. Normally when I'm holding a dowsing instrument, it goes into the clearing mode while I'm doing that because it's taking apart. It's removing something, clearing out something that wasn't built correctly in the highest way. I wait until the instrument stops, or if I'm not using a dowsing instrument, I just get a feeling, okay, it's finished. Or you can ask yes or no, is it complete? So I've gone 3 down to 0. We're going to rebuild now 1 to 12. So I begin now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. My dowsing instrument is going in the adding in, or bringing in, or sending. So I know that the angels are working with me, and they're rebuilding it in a wonderful manner. And I don't have to know how. I just set my intention and ask them to help me and clear myself to be a channel of this energy. My dowsing instrument is still moving while I'm talking. So I wait until it's complete. Now it's stopped. And I ask, is that complete? My answer is yes. Okay. If you're using numbers, you can ask also, are there more sets I need to use? Or is this one sufficient to complete the work that we're doing? So that's the way I use numbers. You can also get intuitive messages by numbers if a number keeps repeating for you. For example, you see something on TV, then you see a sign, then you go to page 9 or whatever. If 9 happens to be the number that's coming to you constantly, 9 is the number of completion. So you would get the message, oh, things are coming to completion. Another example, for me, when the number 4 comes up, it's the angels. So sometimes I see a lot of number 4s, and it's comforting to me. It's just a reminder that the angels are around. Another one might be a 3, and you could think about the Trinity. There are many books about numerology and many theories on the specific meanings of numbers. If you like numerology and you like to investigate numbers further, take a book or information that you find and use your dowsing to say, is that true for me? Is that the message they're sending me? For example, if there are 4 different meanings of a number listed, you could use your dowsing and say, does this one apply to me? Does that one? Does that one? Does that one? Determine which ones apply to you and then work with that. For the most part in doing this, I just ask with my dowsing or with my intuition, is numbering and counting useful to me in this situation? If it is, I say, what numbers and what do I do with them? So I've given you an example of a way you can use them. Use your creativity and work with the divine database and the angels. They'll give you ideas of your own. Go with it, because they give you specific, customized things that are meant for you. That's what's beautiful about this system.